Some fans gear up for game day, but some fans follow their team every day. That's why the Locked On Podcast Network has a daily podcast for your favorite NBA team. Every trade, every overtime win, every game. Our local experts cover the biggest stories around your team every day. Search Locked On plus your favorite NBA team on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. The Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Some fans gear up for game day, but some fans follow their team every day. That's why the Locked On Podcast Network has a daily podcast for your favorite NBA team. Every trade, every overtime win, every game. Our local experts cover the biggest stories around your team every day. Search Locked On plus your favorite NBA team on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. The Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. Hanging out here with super producer Dave Shepard. I'm hanging out with you, everybody listening all over North America, everybody listening on our many CBS Sports Radio affiliates, everybody who just listened to the Chicago Bears smack up the Patriots 33-14, people listening on SiriusXM channel 158, and everybody on a smart speaker. We got a lot to do here over the next 2 hours. 4 hour show. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. So here's the deal. If you missed it, you can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We talked about Brady and Rodgers losing. We talked about the Yankees losing. Goodbye. We talked about the Astros going to the World Series. We talked about the Phillies. They're on their way to the World Series for the first time since 2009. We talked about Judge. We talked about Bryce Harper. We talked about Russell Westbrook. It's like every game is its own tragedy. We talked about the debut of Christian McCaffrey. We talked about the New York Giants, the New York Jets. We talked about Seattle. Now it's time to dive deep, and we don't have to go too damn deep, about tonight's game. The Chicago Bears, they improve their record to 3-4. The New England Patriots, they fall to 3-4. This was supposed to be the game where Bill Belichick was going to come out and break a tie with George Halas for the second most victories in NFL history. Didn't happen. Obviously, the Patriots lost 33-14. Here, let me give you a brief summation of the game if you didn't listen, if you didn't see it. Mac Jones got benched. He started the game. This man threw an interception, and Bill Belichick benched him. Bill Belichick also said that it was the plan all along to put Bailey Zappe into the game. And Bailey Zappe comes into the game, and he immediately throws a touchdown. And everybody and their mother goes, uh-oh, quarterback controversy, right? What are we going to get out of this? Mac Jones, he comes back from his high ankle sprain. Bailey Zappe has been leading the way 2-0 since Mac Jones was gone. And it's like, oh, well, now you got to make a choice, right? You got to choose between one guy over the other. And not only did Bailey Zappe come on and throw a touchdown, making the game 10-7, he helped lead another drive that resulted in a touchdown to give the Patriots a 14-10 lead. And then after that, well, Chicago just scored 23 unanswered points. But for a little while, there was a lot of hope for New England. You know what? This is what that first touchdown sounded like from Bailey Zappe. He was able to connect with Jacoby Myers, and this is what it sounded like.
Myers split right, Thornton left. Stevenson, or rather Harris in the backfield with a play fake to him. Zappe drops back. He throws a long ball left. Wide open, Jacoby Myers. Who makes a twisting, diving catch?
He's
and squirms into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
Look at his place. It's feels like AFC divisional round against Baltimore.
Yeah, and unfortunately for New England, that was, I want to say that was probably the highlight of the night in addition to their other touchdown, because after that they couldn't score. Bill Belichick, he's actually still speaking to the media right now, and Bill Belichick basically said, if the score didn't get out of hand, I would have put Mac Jones back into the game. He says, Mac Jones returning from his injury, that was also a consideration for me not to put him back in the game. And it was the plan all along to have, you know, Bailey Zappe throw the ball around too. Now, what type of answer you think you're going to get from Bill Belichick about anything? We always know you're not going to get any answer. I mean, in its simplest form, and we'll hear more from Bill Belichick, a few minutes ago he was asked, hey, man, who the hell is your quarterback? And I think you can guess the answer. Take a listen to this.
Bill, who is the starting quarterback?
Yeah, we just finished the game.
You cannot write this. Hey, Shep, is Bill Belichick a real person, or is he like from an SNL skit?
Yeah, we just finished the game.
Yeah, he's no ends. We just finished the game.
Yeah, we just finished the game.
It's amazing to me that Bill Belichick is actually, he's now been speaking for about 10 minutes. And obviously, I'm here on air. I will find out what he's saying. He can't be saying anything. I've looked at a few of the comments that I can actually read and kind of see that's been transcribed. And I gave you the information. Mac Jones, he wasn't benched based off of performance, even though he threw an interception prior to being benched. I mean, the Chicago Bears, you got to give them credit. Three INTs. Three of them. They picked off Mac Jones once. Bailey Zappe, yeah, he got everybody hyped with his touchdown on that first drive that he played. He had two interceptions, and you got to give the Bears credit because they won dirty, man. Three INTs. Fields was able to rush for 82 yards. Montgomery and Khalil Herbert, they rushed for 62. The Chicago Bears, total. Oh, they ravaged. They ravaged the Patriots on the ground. 243 yards. This is a Bill Belichick coach team, right? You're not supposed to rush against Bill Belichick for 243 yards, but that's what they did. Justin Fields was able to throw for a touchdown. He was able to rush for another one. And God bless the Chicago Bears. They snap a three-game losing streak. This is also bad. When they've been on prime time, they've lost a whole lot. They snap a 9-straight game losing streak. Thursday night football, Sunday night football, Monday night football. And they did it in crazy fashion. 23 unanswered points. 23 unanswered points. It's pretty amazing what they were able to do. And Bailey Zappe at the end of the game, man, they were just picking this guy off. I mean, even Roquan Smith, he got in on some of the action. This is that first pick, courtesy of Westwood One.
Shotgun snap, the ball deflected at the line. It ricochets, and it's intercepted on the deflection. And Roquan Smith with a flag thrown goes from the 40 to the far sideline, 35, and run out of bounds near the 30 of New England. A player is down. The Bears have just intercepted the quarterback on a deflected ball intercepted by Roquan Smith.
You know what? That was Bailey Zappe's first INT. Well, I told you there was two of them. You got to give the Bears credit when you can. So let's hear the second INT as well. This time, Kyler Gordon snatched the ball right out of the air. Listen to the Bears radio network.
Fourth down and two. In the gun. Trips to the right. Snap. Blitz is on. Pockets tight. Ooh. Bailey Zappe tip. Intercepted. Kyler Gordon. Down the right side. 30. 20. 10. And shoved out of bounds. Kyler Gordon with his first NFL interception. Hopefully one of many more.
Listen. Balls were getting tipped all over the place. It was damp. It was wet. Balls were slipping out of people's hands. It was crazy out there. You know what? I'm an equal opportunist. I can't just share with you the Bailey Zappe INTs. What about the one that I want to say got Mac Jones benched, but Bill Belichick says that wasn't the case? Yeah, listen to Mac Jones on Westwood One. Jaquan Brisker, he got things started.
In the gun, three wide. Here comes a four-man rush. Shotgun snap, flush from the pocket, throws off balance down the near sideline. It's picked off on the leap by Brisker from the 25 on the near sideline to the 30 and tackle there. Chicago has just picked off the Patriot quarterback on a lazy pass down the near sideline, and the Bears defense stops the New England drive.
Yeah, they thought they had hope after Mac, and then Bailey went out there. But all things considered, can there really be a quarterback controversy when Bailey Zappe comes on and he throws a touchdown? He helps lead a drive that results in another one, but then they can't score anything else? I'd be shocked if Mac Jones doesn't start the next game against the New York Jets. Like, Mac Jones has a longer track record here, although it's only a year. We've seen Bailey Zappe now in those two victories that he got, and then also today. Mac Jones is going to get the opportunity. You know, I'm not Bill Belichick. I don't have, 300-plus wins on my ledger or in a winning column. But it'd be ridiculous not to run with Mac Jones. It really would. And you got to give the Chicago Bears credit, because they gashed them on the ground, 243 yards rushing, which I told you. And the defense deserves all the credit in the world as well, because they played their asses off with three interceptions. It didn't matter if it was Mac Jones or Bailey Zappe. You got to give credit where credit is due. The Chicago Bears, their new head coach, Matt Eberflus, he talked about their ability to create INTs.
The one Brisker had was pretty amazing. I mean, that was a really good play for him. That concentration, get his feet in bounce, that was excellent. And then, you know, really the other two interceptions were tips. You know, there were some tips there. But the one that Gordon had, I think it was maybe tipped twice. He had to tip it to himself there. And then the return, he did what we did, you know, take it up the sidelines, did a nice job with that. But that fosters confidence, you know, the ability to take the ball away. I think that's a big part of winning football.
And you know what? Even heading into this game, you have to give the Chicago Bears credit. Heading into this game, their passing defense ranked third in the NFL. I mean, typically they cannot stop anybody on the ground. Tonight they did that against New England, only allowing 70 yards rushing. But heading into this one, Chicago had more interceptions, 5, than touchdown passes allowed, 4. You can now change that. They've gone from 5 interceptions heading into this game. The Bears now have 8 on the season, and they allowed 1 touchdown. So that's 8 interceptions to 5 touchdowns. And so you have to give the Chicago Bears some type of credit. And Justin Fields, you just have to hope that he can continue to grow and evolve. Because although they walked away with the victory tonight, he, with 82 yards on the ground, 179 yards in the air, a touchdown. He also threw an interception himself. You have to hope that he can find the target. Sometimes he misses the receiver completely or puts the receiver in a bad spot. Although, the Chicago Bears, they walk away with the victory, 33-14. Congratulations to the Bears. They can actually, get some credit on a victory. And the New England Patriots, it sucks for them. Bill Belichick is going to have to answer questions about the future. He's going to have to answer questions about his quarterback. And Bill Belichick, he just stepped away from the podium. So we're going to hear from Bill Belichick on the other side of the break. I'm going to take a few of your phone calls before we listen to the most exciting man and the most sarcastic one in the NFL, Bill Belichick. 855-212-4CBS. Sed is calling from Chicago. Sed, what is on your mind? Go ahead, please.
JR, what's going on, bro?
I'm good. What's up?
Not much, man. Just feeling good about tonight, man. It's feel good to be back in the winning column. I just still feel like, you know, the Bears need to make a move before this deadline to get Fields a few pass catches. You know, they got a couple guys like Elijah Moore out there that want to get dealt away. I heard Jerry Jeudy possibly on the block, so I like the progression that I've seen today. Like you say, he still be missing a couple of throws that you would like to see him make. But overall, performance today, he definitely like, I just like to see that he's improving each week. That's the main thing I want to see right now.
No, absolutely, Seth. And thank you for calling from Chicago. I don't know how much improvement we will really see from the Bears this year. I will consider it, I don't want to say a winning season. I'll say it is a successful season if the Bears can stay in that 500 range all year long. Because for the life of me, going into this offseason or going into the season, what the Bears did in the offseason, I don't want to say it's criminal. But what the hell type of help did they give this man? This man being Justin Fields. The offensive line is still shaky. It's like they said, well, let's just see if he can sink or swim by himself. And that way, if he sucks, we don't have to worry about too much of an investment that we've put into the team. Eberflus is new. General manager is new. Come on. It's not easy just to walk in with somebody else's, quote unquote, old furniture or old tools and make it work. And so the Jets have already made it clear. We're not moving Elijah Moore. Okay, that's what they say. Jerry Jeudy, the Denver Broncos, man, it's just, I don't think they're going to move anybody unless they completely start to suck. And based on being one of the worst offenses in the NFL, the Broncos may very well be on their way. I don't know what move the Chicago Bears can make in season that will make a difference. It's not like they are one player away. We are talking seasons away from legitimate contention. I'm not expecting them to rush for 234 yards every single game. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I will take more of your calls. And Bill Belichick just walked off from the podium. What does Bill Belichick have to say about this quarterback controversy? Who's going to start the next game? We already know his answer there. And what does this mean for the Patriots? Belichick has the answers. You'll hear from Bill Belichick on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Bill, who is the starting quarterback?
We just finished the game.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you, man. We love you down here in Texas, okay, JR?
Hey, how you doing, man? I love your show. Love the topic.
Thank you. I'll be listening again in the future. This is a great show.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Ah, the moment that you've been waiting for is here. The New England Patriots, they get smacked by the Chicago Bears 33-14. Mac Jones starts the game for the New England Patriots. He throws six passes, and then he throws an interception, being his last one. Bailey Zappe comes in, throws a touchdown. Next drive, he pretty much helps lead New England to another touchdown. And then from there, Chicago just scored 23 unanswered points, and they win 33-14. And so Bill Belichick, he finished speaking to the media not too long ago, and he answered some very important questions about the team, who the hell the starting quarterback is moving forward. And I think, or maybe I don't, but I believe, or maybe not, we have some answers about the future. But before we get there, Bill Belichick, he was asked about this beatdown that they got, allowing 243 rushing yards, throwing three interceptions. Belichick, this is what he had to say overall about the game. Outscored, outcoached, out everything.
Obviously, poor performance tonight. You know, we were badly outcoached, outplayed. Just didn't do anything well enough in the game to have a chance to win or deserve to win. And the Bears did a good job. Totally controlled the game in all three phases. We got obviously a lot of work to do here and need to perform a lot better than that. Need to compete better than that and perform better than that. It's not any one thing. Just collectively, it's all of us. And we just have to all perform better. Simple as that.
Oh, wow. Hey, Shep, he was rather verbose there. That was real wordy by Belichick. I know he's in a terrible mood after losing, but he said quite a lot.
You and I both know he's actually one of the more charismatic, endearing coaches. We see that all the time when he's mic'd up. He just doesn't want to give anything away.
So you sure? Like if you ask him who the quarterback is, this is what he said earlier. And then he say this.
Bill, who is the starting quarterback?
Yeah, we just finished the game.
I mean, sometimes you get a little, sometimes you get a lot. It's like you don't know. Hey, Bill Belichick is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. And so outside of who the starting quarterback is or was, we know that Mac Jones was returning from a high ankle sprain. He's been missing for 3 games now. Bailey Zappe comes on and he goes 2-0. It's like, wow, okay, we got something here. And so naturally, Mac Jones returns, throws an interception. He is immediately benched. Belichick was asked about that, if Mac Jones was benched because he stunk, and this is Belichick's answer.
When his last play is an interception, it looks like a benching for performance.
That's not what it was, but you know, you can write whatever you want to write. That's not what it was.
Oh, this is so good. Oh, man, we need to put him and Greg Popovich in. Have they ever been in a room together, Shep? I don't think they have, right?
I'd be shocked if they have not been. I mean, you figure J.R. Belichick has been a head coach for over 30 years in the NFL.
Oh, no, forget that. I'm talking publicly.
Oh, I get what you're saying. No, probably not.
Like, we need Belichick and Popovich just to sit down and have a conversation. I don't know if it'd be worth it, but damn. Mac Jones, by the way, he just spoke to the media. He was asked about whether or not Bill Belichick spoke to him. And this is what Mac Jones said.
We had a good plan, as always, just to, you know, go throughout the week and figure out what we want to do for the game. And Coach Belichick was very good about communication and felt like I was good to play. And we had a good plan there and just obviously didn't play well enough there.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. And so having said that, well, what was the plan? Were you going to just use Mac Jones? And it was rather confusing because Belichick said that heading into the game, like they were going to use a platoon or maybe not. This is what Belichick said about the plan.
So when Mac came out of the game, Bill, was that a medical decision, the timing of the pulling him? So is that related to the interception that was his last play tonight?
No, we had planned to play. I told the quarterbacks that we were gonna play both of them.
Okay. All right. Listen, you could play 21 questions with Bill Belichick. I don't know if you're going to get a clear answer. He was asked about, you know, how were you going to play them? And that one, he didn't want to answer.
So they were aware of the situation that they were going to split reps?
We went through the week of practice. Mac was inactive last week.
What? Can we play that again? Play that again.
So they were aware of the situation that they were going to split reps?
We went through the week of practice. Mac was inactive last week.
I don't even know what the hell that means. Maybe it's me. Could be. And so knowing that, I told you, the Bears scored 23 unanswered points. Bailey Zappe is out there. And now he's having footballs tipped all over the place and interceptions for everyone. And Belichick says that we would have seen Mac Jones, but the game was out of hand. Listen.
He would have gone back in. The score got out of hand. So I didn't think that was the right thing to do.
Bill, just going forward, as you have the Jets coming up next, do you see a situation where you might go one quarterback one week and one the next and have kind of a platoon situation? Or are you going to start one quarterback each week?
Yeah. No, I don't see that.
Why did he have? I feel like they're just trolling him at this point. Like, they're just like, let's just ask Bill Belichick anything and see what he says. He's going to give us something good, right? And yeah, by the way, you just heard him. The New England Patriots next up on the agenda is going to be the New York Jets. And if there's anything that Bill Belichick enjoys in his career, it is absolutely smashing the New York Jets. And sure, it's a new coach with new players, new regime, new quarterback, etc. This isn't Tom Brady lighting up the Jets to, I don't know, a 40-10 score. I guess if you want to play anybody next, it would be the New York Jets. But the idea of, oh man, we're just going to have a new starting quarterback every single week? Come on now. Bill Belichick isn't going for that type of garbage. And this is actually an ideal situation for them to move into. I know the New York Jets, God bless them, they currently have a record of 5-2. The Indianapolis Colts are next up on the schedule to start November for the New England Patriots. We know the Colts, they just told Matt Ryan, hey, sit your ass down. We're going to put Ellinger out there because you can't run 5 yards. And then they play the New York Jets again. So this is a prime opportunity to try to figure out the quarterback position. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Tommy's calling from New Orleans. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Tommy?
JR, how you making out, Brian?
I'm very well. What's on your mind?
Not much. Talking about quarterbacks, man, this is a fascinating time in sports, right? You got the whole thing going on with baseball, which is a whole other thing, right? Think about the quarterbacks who have left in, the, I don't know, the last 10, 15 years. Manning, Rivers, Breeze, Ryan's on the bench now, Brady and Rodgers washed, right?
Oh.
What are those teams? The Denver, San Diego, Saints, Colts, Bucks, Packers. They, you know, they're on a tank. And that sucking sound you hear, which has made up this this weird NFL season. I don't know if y'all feel the same way. This season is weird. You never know what's going to happen one day to the next. But that sucking sound is all that stuff leaving, that type of quarterback, that traditional dropback, and you got people filling it like Mahomes and Allen, Jackson, Herbert, and Burrow, and Hurts, and maybe it's Taysom Hill learns to throw the ball. He might be one. You know, Lawrence is in the thing. So, but the reason I think they've evolved so much is because these traditionally running quarterbacks have gotten so much better, so much more accurate in the passing game, JR, and it's just eating defenses alive. And look, man, nobody knows better than my beloved black and gold. You know. You lose the Hall of Fame quarterback, that hangover is for real, man. And New England's finding it out. And, you know, it's a shame, but I mean, look at it here, Carol.
No, we do know, and thank you, Tommy, for calling from New Orleans. We do know that the quarterback position is changed. I think offenses and the way that teams approach offense has certainly changed. You have to be able to move around if you want to be successful at the quarterback position. You have to. I was saying this a few years ago. The idea of Ben Roethlisberger standing around and just everybody diving at his legs to tackle him because he's gigantic, like those days are over. Like you got to be able to move. The defenders are faster than some of the damn running backs. If you can't move and throw the ball, you're cooked. Ask Matt Ryan. Like, they're benching Matt Ryan. And Falcons fans, they know this very well. Matt Ryan can't move. He's done. He wasn't running around. He wasn't the sole reason in Atlanta. I think he got a lot of the bad rap while things crumbled around him. But he certainly didn't help at the end. He kept them alive because you knew what you were going to get. But at this stage of his career, what you're going to get is nothing. They just brought him in and just told him to have a seat. Too many INTs, too many sacks. There's nothing left. Matt Ryan, done, cooked. Am I prepared to say the same for Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers? No, I'm not. I'm not going to tell you these guys are cooked, but I'll tell you this. You can get old very quickly. Especially if you're standing behind center and you're dropping back and you're getting pile driven into the ground, okay? If you don't have time to get the pass off, if you have receivers who cannot catch the football, if you got guys out there who are running incorrect routes. I mean, Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, they could say whatever the hell they want publicly. They're not fully going to go into destroy mode with their own teammates. But you know these guys are frustrated. We see it during the course of the game. They send us niceties or share niceties after the game. And, oh, my God, well, we have an opportunity to bounce back. And, oh, yeah, this sucks. This hurts. Man, things change. You're not going to have that drop back guy forever. You got to be able to move. I mean, Justin Fields has a great opportunity to do that if he can ever go out there and be an accurate quarterback. Just a matter of whether or not he's going to do that in enough time for Bears fans to wait on success. It's tough finding that quarterback. When you have him, you better hold on. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. A quarterback like Justin Fields, is he the future? I don't know about that for Chicago, but we know he's certainly getting that chance and that opportunity right now. When we come back, you'll hear from Justin Fields. I'll keep the phone lines open. We got a lot to talk about. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You're always on point, man. I could be having a rough day. I throw on your show and it just brightens the whole day up, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. We've done a lot of talking here so far about the New England Patriots. They are the team with the, I guess, not a quarterback controversy. Just Mac Jones is still returning from his high ankle sprain, and Bill Belichick, he's not going to show his cards. But we do know this as a fact, as the Bears win tonight 33-14 over New England, there is no type of controversy here with the Chicago Bears and Justin Fields. He's getting another season to pretty much go out there and show his full worth. I don't know if he's getting the help that he deserves. I don't think they're getting the protection, or he's getting the protection that he deserves. And at the same time, he has a lot of room for growth by himself. But tonight, he's able to pass for 179 yards, and he throws for a touchdown. He rushes for 82 yards on the ground. He missed a couple of receivers. At the same time, the Bears are hoping he is the guy. New general manager, new head coach, and Fields. I mean, Chicago's been looking for a guy. They've been looking for a franchise quarterback forever. Is Justin Fields going to be that dude? Bears fans certainly hope so. They got a lot of help from the defense tonight, which made life easier for him. Between Bailey Zappe and Mac Jones and some tip footballs, Chicago, they were able to come down with three interceptions. And so Justin Fields, and knowing that he had success tonight, he got opportunities to go out there and have success. Fields, he sounds like a great quarterback, already giving credit to his teammates, giving credit to the defense. Listen.
That's just, you know, playing complementary football. So, you know, offense, defense, special teams. You know, the defense gave us takeaways, and we always talk about plus two with the turnover differential. So, you know, the defense did a great job with that. And special teams, you know, we had a few good returns. And first half, I mean, we had, you know, good field position pretty much every drive. So definitely proud of, you know, just everybody, the way they executed today.
Yeah, typically throughout the course of the season, the Bears have been poor in stopping the run. But against the pass, they've been pretty damn good. They've been amazing. And after their three interceptions tonight, Chicago now has eight INTs on the year. They've only allowed five touchdown passes. That's the type of ratio that you would want to have if you got some corners out there and you're trying to stop the pass. 855-212-4CBS. And then I do want to address one of our callers. He's just like, listen, look at all the old quarterbacks. Those guys are on their way out. And you think about not having a mobile quarterback, you're set up for failure. I'm not prepared to go that far. But we do know you have to be able to move. You have to. You also got to be able to pass the ball. 855-212-4CBS. Q is calling from Baltimore. What's up, Q?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, you're live. Q, go ahead.
Yeah, what's good, man? Listen, what we seen tonight, ground and pound from the Bears. Run the ball, play solid defense. Now, when I tap into your show night in and night out, I always hear you talk reckless. You throw your little subliminals in towards the Jets. This is not the same old Jets, my man, this year. I don't care if they winning pretty to you or not. We getting them W's, point blank. Now, you made a comment saying this is the Patriots. When the Patriots play us, the two games that's coming up, two out of the three games coming up, this is their get-right game. I don't care who's starting, Matt Jones or the other kid. I don't see how they're going to have much success against our defense. We have
a top three cornerback. His name, yes, I know Sauce Gardner. His name is Bailey Zappi. Well, Q, let me fill you in on a few things here. You ready?
Got it.
Okay. So I'm actually a fan of the New York Jets.
I talked to you before. We both from the Bronx.
So let me fill you in on some things. Yes, I'm a fan of the Jets. I've worked with the Jets. I love the Jets, but it's not subliminals. I have zero reason to, quote-unquote, shoot a subliminal or a dig. If I'm saying something, it's going to be very direct. This is obviously – can I finish? Listen.
Go ahead.
This is not obviously the same old Jets. I didn't say they were the same old Jets. What I said was – the New York Jets still have to grow. Zach Wilson still has to grow. Not having Breece Hall as the potential offensive rookie of the year is not necessarily something that's going to help the New York Jets. What we have seen throughout the course of history is Bill Belichick, and it's not just a Jets issue. This man eats up young quarterbacks. That wasn't the case tonight with Justin Fields, as they were destroyed on the ground. You said ground and pound, 234 yards on the ground. Hey, if the New York Jets can do that and they can beat Bill Belichick two out of three times or one out of two, then God bless them. But there's nothing subliminal about the Jets. They're moving in a positive direction, of which I'm happy about, but I'm not ready to say, oh my God, they're 5-2. This is the biggest, greatest thing ever. They still got more work to do.
At the end of the day, these two games is coming against the Pats, it's not get-right games for them. I think they lose Sunday when they go to MetLife, and I think that's pretty much their season. They got to play catch-up ball with us and the Bills. So
yes,
if they lose Sunday, which I think they will, you can stick a fork in them. It's no get-right.
I think you're misunderstanding. And so let me help you out here. I'll say it again. I didn't say that this was a
two against the Jets and the Colts. That's your exact words. I wouldn't be cool in saying it.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying to you is I'm not looking at the New England Patriots as the team that's going to automatically now come and sit at the top of the AFC East. We know that the New England Patriots are in a position of rebuilding. We know that as a fact. They have an opportunity, something that they've done historically with their coach, to take on the Jets and torment them, something that Belichick has loved to do for the past 20 years. And so coming off of an ass-whooping like tonight, if the New York Jets can put on the same beating, then God bless them. But typically, this is an opportunity for them to do so. I'm not saying – when I say get right, it's not, oh, my God, they're going to go on a run. They can correct the garbage that they put on the field tonight. Does that make more sense?
No, I understood you from jump. I'm saying I don't think they're going to get right at all. Forget the wins and losses. They're going to struggle Sunday. and then they're going to struggle again when they see the Jets the second time. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Take it easy till next time, brother.
Okay. Well, then we have a difference about get right. Because if I'm Bill Belichick, I look at the Jets and I go, oh, well, I've been getting right against their ass for the past 20 years. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Val is calling from Portland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, good evening. Hi. Just the thought, Mr. JR, of the quarterbacks and their protection. I was thinking of something and wanted to get your opinion. I'll try and talk eloquent and clear, so I apologize if, you know, I'm
hello.
Not the most eloquent.
No, we don't need eloquent, Val. We just need you to share what's on your mind. Go ahead.
Okay. Is American football, I think, is based on English rugby. Has 15 players. Ours has 11. So of the quarterback and him getting hit so hard and aggressive and that, my thought was, you know, there's a quarterback. There's a halfback, a fullback. What's your thought of bringing in a 12th player, adding a 12th player on just offense and call him a strong back? He's ineligible. He can't go past the line of scrimmage. Just there for protection for the quarterback or if the halfback or fullback gets the ball.
You're suggesting us change the rules of football?
I guess so, yeah. Add a 12th player.
And call Why? Him a 12th for-
More protection for the quarterback.
I think we've what are you thinking about? Tua Tagovailoa here or what?
Yes, kind of him. Yeah, that brings the real
I think there's too much of a problem. And thank you, Val, for calling from Portland. Don't we have enough protecting of the quarterback? It was only a couple of weeks ago that if you looked at the quarterback the wrong type of way, they were saying that you abused the guy. That you were roughing him. I don't think we need more protection of the quarterback. We don't need to add a 12th guy just to help the quarterback stand upright. I mean, half of where are fullbacks at? Those guys don't exist anymore. Those guys aren't out there creating holes. Those guys aren't out there chipping away at the defenders. No, the quarterback's got to be able to move around by themselves. I mean, the last thing I want to hear or understand is, oh, let's add a 12th guy to protect the quarterback? No, for what? I think the rules of the NFL, I think they're perfectly okay. I think the way that they can be enforced is, that's a totally different question. 855-212-4CBS. You got to have a quarterback who can move. He also has to be able to deliver the ball. We're going to talk more about the Bears and the Patriots on the other side. We're also going to hear from Bailey Zappi. He has spoken.
Some fans gear up for game day, but some fans follow their team every day. That's why the Locked On Podcast Network has a daily podcast for your favorite NBA team. Every trade, every overtime win, every game, our local experts cover the biggest stories around your team every day. Search Locked On plus your favorite NBA team on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. The Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Some fans gear up for game day, but some fans follow their team every day. That's why the Locked On Podcast Network has a daily podcast for your favorite NBA team. Every trade, every overtime win, every game, our local experts cover the biggest stories around your team every day. Search Locked On plus your favorite NBA team on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. The Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Some fans gear up for game day, but some fans follow their team every day. That's why the Locked On Podcast Network has a daily podcast for your favorite NBA team. Every trade, every overtime win, every game, our local experts cover the biggest stories around your team every day. Search Locked On plus your favorite NBA team on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. The Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.